AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Preview with William Hill. I'm Alex Dunn, and we've plenty to talk about today following the sensational news that AP will be retiring by the end of the season. News, of course, that shocked the racing world yesterday. First things first, good morning, AP, and how are you?
Good, thanks, Alex. Yeah, looking forward to today's race and what's going to be left of it in terms of my life anyway.
Yeah, obviously we're going to get to the Leopardstown cards in just a few moments, but obviously plenty of questions to ask you. An emotional day yesterday.
Yeah, very much so. You know, it was a tough decision to make, but I think it's probably the right one. And you know, I think it's I think it's important to try and go out with some champion jockey. So that was always the plan. But yeah, it's a very tough decision.
So, for how long have you been considering retirement? Was it something that's been on your mind for years, or just something that you've started thinking about more recently?
Look, it's something that maybe realistically I thought about maybe 5 years ago. You know, I thought that that this was you know, this was probably the right time and the right number. If I could get to win 20 jockey championships, then it would be a good number to go out on. You know.
Okay, and you touched on it there. It was always your intention to go out when you were still at the top.
Yeah, very much so. You know, I wanted to go out whilst I was champion jockey, and you know, that was always one of the most important things in my life.
Okay. You've mentioned that you'll be retiring by the end of the season. Do we have an exact date for that? Will it be Sandown? Will it be Aintree?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know whether it's going to be, you know, I don't know whether I wanted to retire whilst riding a winner. You know, so I haven't really thought about it. You know, I was going to get Cheltenham and Aintree out of the way and then decide then, you know.
Okay. And in terms of the memories of your career, which are the memories that you really take with you? What would you say is your best moment in the saddle?
You know, I suppose winning the Grand National and Don't Push It was one a lot of people will remember. And obviously synchronising the Gold Cup. But, you know, I think my greatest achievement in racing was definitely beating Sir Gordon Richards' record in 2002 for number of winners in the season. You know, those are my greatest moments and my greatest achievements, I think.
Okay. And which horses would you put up there with the best horses that you've ever ridden, AP? Obviously, there's been quite a few.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to ride very good horses, you know, the likes of Barracuda. I won an English Driver, Best Mate, Mastermind. Obviously, the likes of Don't Push It and Synchronise and Binoculars. And before that, Cy from Malta, Mr. Mulligan, Edward on Blue. You know, I was very lucky to ride a lot of good horses.
The list just goes on there. Final question, AB, because I know that we are a little bit pushed for time, but given, you know, the speed with which this has all happened, have you given any chance to think about future plans?
I actually don't know what I'm going to do yet, to be honest, so I'm not sure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.